how gratifying is it to have your team win a game facing some adversity like that, which they have recently, and finding a way to pull it out?
It's nice to get that feel, right? I mean, we've been close, and you know, we've been up in games, and then, like you said, adversity, and we haven't maybe handled it as well as we should have, and tonight we did. There's no pain. Even prior to this, like, say, even the Philly game where they come back, and we still didn't have a lot of, you know, panic mode. But tonight we were a little more aggressive in that area. I think the 5-on-6, we were way more aggressive. We did, you know, adjusted some things, and the guys really bought in, and we got the job done.
In that first line, those guys have been key contributors all year. How strong is that as a group team?
Yeah, they, and somebody just pointed out the minutes. You know, Ronnie played 20-some, and Marchie Moore, and obviously Monty. Monty's just, he's just such a pro. Like, you know, I think you guys know, like, anybody that we put with him, they're going to have success, right? He just does all those little things right. And to have a guy like that in key situations, not only offensively, but defensively, like at the end, is pretty nice.
What did you see from Matejchuk in his first game, and how much can him being here with Zach help his game?
Yeah, Liz, you want to watch somebody and how to be a pro. It's a pretty good guy to emulate. So, yeah, I mean, he was real good. I mean, there's some things that, he's going to see as far as, you know, corrections, like there is with everybody. But we loved his composure. I guess the best part is that he didn't look out of place, right? Played key moments of that hockey game and conducted himself very well.
I know you're new to the organization, but do you take exception to a player from the other room? Speaking of your team, as was done today after the morning skate, did you see any jump today from your group at the start?
I didn't know. I didn't even know that went down. As you know, I don't hear it. So, but I definitely heard the players talking about it, and I thought our group handled it appropriately. They probably weren't happy with it, and rightfully so. But they did it the right way. I was happy and proud of our guys, how they conduct themselves, and the fans.
Played 7-D without Damon Severson. What was this, what went down there?
It was coach's decision.
That was a healthy scratch then? Mm-hmm. Okay. Special teams-wise, to be able to win both sides of it and then to get a huge goal, to be able to tie the game up, just how gratifying is that to see? Montreal really pushing there, and they got that goal.
Yeah, at the start of the third period, we were awful. We were like, what the heck are we doing? Like, we were trying to push on the bench, and for whatever reason, obviously they come out with some jump, and we got through that, and then we really settled in. But to your point, we definitely handled it correctly. We caught it. Caught a break, a bounce, great shot by Marchie, obviously. We were happy the way we handled everything here tonight.
With starting 7-D, if I missed this, I apologize, but was that related directly to the injuries? Maybe guys might not finish.
Right, you guys know we're banged up, and you just never know, right? So we definitely wanted to have the extra guy in there, and it's a little easier when you have 3 days off. You can double Monahan up and some other people. That was the main reason.
And then with Marchenko and Voronkov in particular, I mean, they're really having kind of standout years. Is it a thing where you can kind of see they're young guys still, their confidence building, you know, in games like this by the shift almost?
Yeah, for sure. And you know what? First, Ronnie's really moving his feet, right? He's really moving his feet. He's doing the extra work. He's a big man, right? So he's got to do a little extra to keep his pace and keep his game moving forward. He's doing all the right things. You guys don't see it, but he's doing extra in all areas. So that's allowing him to, you know, play at the pace that he's playing at. Marchie's competed his ass off. Like, we were talking tonight, like, how hard he's competed. And that's what we've asked him to do. We, you know, as you guys, I think we've alluded to a few times, we're not saying, you know, you got to score this many goals, that many goals. You just got to compete. Win your battles. Win your puck races. Win your, you know, your one-on-one confrontations. And he's done that. And now, once you do that, now you get the puck in a spot where you can show your skill, which he did tonight, obviously. But he's doing the right thing on all those other areas to allow him to have success offensively.
How important was it for you guys to get out to that 2-0 lead early in this game?
Yeah, you know, we get 2-0, and then Philly, we had 2-0 too, and then we let it slip away again. So that's not something we want to have happen. But yeah, it's nice to get a feel. The fans got into it. We had some. Had some jump, and I think the situation we just talked about, they were into it early in the game because of that. So, yeah, it's nice to get that energy to give. The fans are giving us energy all the time, but for to give back some energy to them was pretty good.
Dean, softball question here. What do you want the guys to do over the next 3 days? How do you want them to handle the break?
To get away. Like, literally get away. Enjoy your family. You know, do we want them to do some kind of exercise? Sure, right? You know, get on the bike, whatever. They're pros, right? But no, we want them to enjoy their family. It's an important time. It's a nice break to just get the heck away. There'll be some of them sticking together and dinners and all that kind of stuff. And they've created a nice culture in there, a nice atmosphere of team. So I'm sure they'll spend it together. But no, just be with your families, have some fun, and enjoy it, and come back ready to go. Thanks, guys.
I play hardball. I can hit a fucking hardball on the